This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. The Dow drops nearly 1,000 and Japanese stocks suffer the worst crash since 1987 on U.S. economy fears. AP correspondent Damian Troisi reports.
Nearly everything on Wall Street is tumbling Monday as fear about a slowing U.S. economy worsens. The S&P 500 fell 2.9%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 2.3%, and the Nasdaq Composite slumped 3.5%. The sell-off is global. Indexes throughout Asia and Europe fell sharply. Japan's Nikkei plunged 12.4% for its worst day since 1987. A jobs report on Friday in the U.S. came in significantly weaker than expected. That has deepened worries that the Federal Reserve may have kept the brakes on the economy too long with its inflation-fighting high interest rate policy. Damian Troisi, New York.
Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned on Monday, ending 15 years in power as thousands of protesters defied a military curfew and stormed her official residence. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the details.
The news of the resignation was confirmed by officials from the military and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who requested anonymity. Thousands appear to have entered Hasina's official residence in Dhaka on Monday, following weeks of violent demonstrations and clashes with security forces. The protests began peacefully in late June as students sought an end to a quota system for government jobs, but it turned violent after clashes between protesters and police and pro-government activists at Dhaka University. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Myanmar's military regime says it has lost communications with the commanders of a strategically important army headquarters in the northeast. That adds credence to a militia group's claims it has captured the base. The fall of the Army's Northeast Command in Lashio City would be the biggest in a series of setbacks for Myanmar's military government this year. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mogadishu residents marched on